Hey, this is Wilson. No Jason this week, as always. What's up, Galvis?
What's up, bro? What's poppin'?
Not that much, man. So we didn't do an episode of this podcast last week. But now we're back. I wanted to talk about women and hypergamy and how there's no woman who's in her 20s who's not basically, you know, if just any single woman in her 20s is a woman who's getting around, and how those two things relate to each other. And then I know Galvis wanted to talk about the Dell and Sonya Curry situation, but we're gonna start
I'll let you read the quote first.
Okay. Yeah, so the quote, the Manosphere quote of the week comes from The Illimitable Man. And I quote, "Some women are more hypergamous than others, but no woman is non-hypergamous. Think of it as a scale. Some women are a little hypergamous, others extremely so. Hypergamy is like Pandora's box. Once it is indulged, the tendency to continue indulging it is compelling. The more experienced a woman is, the more her hypergamy grows, and so the less her relational desirability." So if there's anybody listening to this who doesn't know, hypergamy basically is a tendency that a woman has to date and marry upwards, to always want a man who's better than her, and she's in a relationship to want a man who's better than the man that she's already with, you know. So, you know, it could be a woman who has a boyfriend or husband or whatever, but that woman will still always be on the lookout for a man who's better than the guy that she's already with. Mm-hmm. That's just the nature of a woman. A woman is always looking for, like I said, a man who's better than her, and a man who's better than any man that she might be with in a relationship. Now, this instinct that women have is the reason that when a woman is young, in her 20s, her desirable stage, ages 18 to 29, this is the reason that there's no such thing as a woman who, you know, a single woman who's like, you know, celibate, or a woman who spent most of her 20s being single, and now she's, there's no 30-year-old woman who, you know, we all know any woman, you ask any woman, how, you know, how many guys that she slept with, she'll say, you know, three guys, you know, or something like that, you know. There's not many women who'd even tell you, you know, five guys, really, you know. But we all know that's not true. Anyone who says that is capping, as they say. And the reason for that is,
J. Cole says you got to multiply by three.
That's right. The famous J. Cole line. She said she only blanked like four or five N-words. But, you know, you got to multiply it times three. But the reason for that is because when a woman is young, you know, like I said, 18 to 29, that's when a woman is most desirable. After that, she hits, you know, I know Galvis hates when I say this, but a 30-year-old woman, once a woman hits 30, she hits the wall. Her desirability, it goes down, not even gradually. That's what we call it, the wall. It goes down quickly once she hits the age of 30. So when a woman is young and she's desirable, she's trying to make the most out of those years when men look at her as someone to, you know, give their attention to and spend their money on and give their time to. So, you know, and as a creature that is looking for a mate that is better than her, you know, women spend their 20s. We call it the cock carousel in the manosphere. That's when the women in their youth, you know, like I said, in their 20s, they spend their years and their time chasing after and mating with any high value man that she can come in contact with, basically. You know, if you're like women. Are women the choosier sex? Yes, they are, but they're choosy in absolute terms. They're choosy when it comes to guys like me. You know, any guy like me, that's who they're going to be, you know, and turn their nose up at me. But if you're a high value man, you know, in that top 15% of men, it's easy for those men to get women because women are eager to mate with men in that top 15%. So, you know, and women will go out of their way if you ever read some of these, you know, things where people talk to, you know, college athletes, and they talk about, you know, how easy it is for college athletes to get laid. You know, women basically throw themselves at these athletes. We know what they do with pro athletes, do the same thing with college athletes. And even if they're not outright throwing themselves at these athletes, what they'll do is they'll put themselves in position where those athletes can maybe come up to them and approach them and talk to them. It just depends on the woman and how desperate she is. Galvis, your thoughts on that?
To me, it just it all depends on the type of woman you married. Now, granted, like you said, every woman is hypergamous, right? Mm-hmm. But unless now, if the woman's just a straight out tramp, then she's probably putting herself out there, right? Mm-hmm. You marry a good woman. If that happens, it's because she didn't go out and look for it. It just kind of happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a life-changing type of life style that this guy is now giving her, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she's a good woman, right? Like, for example, mm-hmm. my wife. If a millionaire comes around and says, I can take you all around the world, you'll never have to work a day in your life, you'll drive the nicest cars, wear the best clothes, have this, have that, then maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of tied into the whole Del Curry, Sonia Curry, for those of you who don't know, Del Curry filed for divorce, and he states that she may have had an affair with a former New England Patriot tight end. They're around the same age, so it wasn't like she was sleeping around with, like, this new guy, right, if the rumors are true. Now, one would ask, okay, well, damn, if she cheated on Del Curry, who's a very wealthy man, who has a good job, and she has three kids that are all famous and wealthy, one of them wealthier than the others, but, you know, and she still cheated on him, then what does that say for the basic man like myself or you, right? Like, mm-hmm. if Del Curry can get got, what does that say about David Galvis, right? Mm-hmm. It happened with, you remember Kalani? She cheated on Kyrie Irving right after he signed the extension.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, well, if she can cheat on Kyrie, who's a freaking multimillionaire, famous NBA athlete, what does that say about us?
Mm-hmm.
Women are just never happy, dude. Women are just never happy. And, for example, I know, you know, you're not married, but when you're married, there's two big issues that a married couple goes through. It's time and money, right? And since time equals money, there's always an imbalance, right? If you work hard to give your wife and your kids a good life, well, what does that mean? You don't have time. And if you give your wife and kids all the time, well, you have no money. And your mm-hmm. wife's pissed either way. So you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a problem. And a lot of women are like that. They're very unrealistic about today's expectations. And I know we said this a million times on different podcasts where times have changed, where we are no longer living in a society where the man can just go to work and the woman just stays and takes care of the kids and the house. At the light cost of living is so expensive where now both couples have to work. Unless the dude is like a engineer or a doctor or a lawyer, or maybe he owns his own business. But if he's just your standard 9-to-5 guy, it's almost impossible for a woman to just stay home. And so I've heard a lot of stories of women who just feels lonely or feels bored. And here comes this new guy that just gives her even a little bit of attention. Because women love attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's just a very sad life we live in. Very sad world we live in now. Where, like I said, Del Curry. I mean, who wouldn't want that as a woman? Yeah?
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, women liking attention. I had to decide between one of two topics this week. I chose this one about hypergamy, but the other topic that I was, deciding between was I wanted to dedicate an entire episode to Brifault's Law, which is something that I've talked about a couple times in the podcast, but I wanted to give it its own episode because I was looking at this kid on TikTok. I don't know if you saw it, Galvis, who made these. He made these videos. He made one video that went viral where he was talking about women. Like women, like he was saying, why are even the bad bitches like single today? I don't know if you saw it. And he was saying that it's because, you know, like basically because their attitude and thinking that they're queen. He's like, well, no, you're not a queen because you're not my mother. You know, you don't have unconditional love for me. Your love for me is conditional. And he made another video where he was saying that, you know, attention for a woman is fun. Attention from that. I mean, that nothing is more fun to a woman than getting attention from men. Andrew showed some of the guys on Flagrant 2 back when Cass was on there. They talked about this once. How, you know, and I was just thinking about this guy. It's how, like, it could be me, you, Jason, whoever. Some of our buddies, we all get together. We can go to Las Vegas and just go to Las Vegas and gamble. And have fun and just enjoy each other's company. And if we interact with women, it'll just be kind of like a bonus, actually, you know? Same thing, like guys will sit up and we'll just, a guy will sit in the room by himself and play video games online with his boys, whatever. And we'll just have the time of our lives. But women, if you think about it, what do women do that's fun that doesn't involve men in some way? They were talking about it on Flagrant too. Like, even if women get up and they go to the, get dressed up and they go to the club, if they get dressed up and get all dolled up and they go to the club and there's no guys there to give them attention and to look at them and make them feel validated and boost their ego, that's not even fun to them. Like, if you've ever seen I've been on Instagram Live where it's like women just, you know, hanging out by themselves, just doing whatever, it looks miserable, you know? And the only fun that they really get out of that, it's probably just talking about guys, you know? And one of the guys on Flagrant 2, they were saying that they think that that's why women don't believe it when a guy says, well, okay, I'm just going to go hang with my bros, you know? They think that the guy has to be lying or there have to be women over there or something like that because women cannot fathom actually having fun that doesn't include the opposite sex, you know?
Yeah.
We'll talk, like I said, we'll dedicate an entire episode to that.
The thing is, real quick, like for example, the only one thing I could think of that doesn't involve the other sex and they're probably just talking just to talk about it would be like makeup. It'd be like makeup, but when it comes to gossip, it could be that the other girl, her coworker, whoever, is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it ties to a male. There's always a male involved in the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, men, what can we talk about that has nothing to do with women? Sports, gambling, stocks, cars, like tools, just politics, religion, even, if there's a debate. Like, there's so many topics. There's so many things we can do that doesn't involve women.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, but because women don't have that, they think that, like, I could go out with a group of friends, like you said, we can go to the bar, and we'll just talk sports and cars. And if there's a hot piece of ass, we'll be like, damn, look at that girl. She's got a big ass. And that's it. That's where it dies. That's it.
Yeah.
But women, you know, they can't, they can't just, you know, do that.
Yeah, bro. And even like the stuff that they watch, like a girl sit up and she'll watch, you know, Sex in the City or, you know, any TV show that they watch, any reality show, whatever, it has to involve, you know, they'll watch, you know, The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, you know, some way it has to involve some type of romantic relationship where the woman is either, you know, she's married to the guy and it's not working out, or she's chasing the guy or whatever, the guy won't act right, whatever it is. It has to involve that in some way. But any TV show that doesn't involve that in some aspect, that dynamic in some way, is a TV show that a woman is not interested in. You know, like a woman would probably watch The Sopranos, because you know Tony would have trouble with his wife, and that would be like the only thing that the woman the only thing the woman would get out of the show. You know, a woman could never not watch a show like The Wire, you know, or something like that, where women and their relationships are like not even are barely a factor. You know,
You really think a group of girls are going to talk about opening week in the NFL? They won't.
No. But what I was just going to say going back to the hypergamy thing, you know, and like I said, any guy who's a high value male, you know, it really all it takes is for him. I mean, once he's in that top 15%, he can have pretty much any woman he wants. You know, the only thing he can do then is just he would have to mess it up in order for him to not be able to lay that woman. You know, because like I said, I mean, have you ever seen this Galvez where it'll be like a group of guys, right? And they'll be like friends, like how we're talking about, you know, like bros, right? And they hang out all the time. They're like really, really tight. And, you know, they'll post pictures together and stuff like that, where they're just out hanging out, you know, being dudes, being cool dudes, right? And then you look in the comments, and when you look in the comments, you'll see the same woman or same women over and over again in the comments, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes evident that woman, she knows all of those guys in that picture, you know? And the only thing stopping her from stopping her from having sex with all those guys is basically, like I said, the guy would just have to screw it up himself, you know, like come on a little bit, you know, too strong or whatever, or say the wrong thing, start acting the wrong way. But outside of that, if he plays it smooth, there's nothing stopping her from having sex with all the guys in that group, you know, because women are eager to mate with high value men, you know, and that desire is stronger than even the, you know, the whole thing where women will be, you know, women get judged for, you know, like I'm doing, women get judged for being promiscuous, you know, and they don't want to look like that, but they'll just try to be sneaky about it. You know, it's not going to stop them from doing the deed, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's a double-edged sword, right? The way I see it, because the problem with women nowadays is there's idiots and morons like Anthony Wilson who put these women up on these pedestals and allow them to feel like they're untouchable. They give these broads likes. Why? I don't know. They comment, "Wow, baby, you look so good." She doesn't even know this dude exists. She probably won't even respond to him. And so that's part of the reason why we've allowed these women to feel this way, you know? And the crazy thing about it is it's getting worse, right? Women have found that, well, okay, so I have a friend or I know of a girl who basically just dresses and acts like a slut, and she drives a Mercedes and wears Louis Vuitton. And how do you think she got that? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it to you this way. This is have we spoken about the Raiders on our podcast before?
Yeah. Well, not on this one, I don't think, but on.
Okay. So when you see a young, beautiful woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
With big ass and big tits and just a beautiful face, and she's wearing all Louis Vuitton. What do you think of her?
I don't want to say a prostitute, but basically that's kind of how she lives is, you know,
exactly.
Is she lives
with sugar daddies? She lives off of sugar daddies and she lives off of whatever, which basically makes her a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice way of saying it. Now, mm-hmm. when you see somebody wearing a Raider jersey, you don't think, "Wow, this guy might be a doctor." And so, what does she do when she's older, and men just don't want her anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's gonna go and try to sucker this other dude, or she's gonna be like, all right, well, I'm ready to settle down now, while her body count is like 25
at 30, least,
at least, you know. And so I really blame the men in this situation. I mean, I get it. It's easy for us to say, right? But let's say you're someone like, LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards or Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 21 years old and you're very wealthy and you have these women throwing themselves at you. Now, it's hard to be like, nah, dude, don't fuck with these bitches. Like, they're all hoes. Well, I mean, unless you're PJ Washington, you know, they're gonna have fun. and that's the only type of men that these girls will look for.
PJ Washington is living in misery right now.
So now let's talk about PJ Washington right quick. That's the typical like stupidity that happens when a beautiful woman decides to open her legs for you, right? You get mesmerized and you get. Now, PJ Washington, he's been in the league a few years. I'm pretty sure he slept with his fair share of women. Now, why he got suckered into this is what I understand. Now, he's 21. I'm pretty sure if he was 30, he would be like, damn, I can't believe my 21-year-old self actually allowed that to happen. But these athletes, do they not realize that this girl didn't come from nowhere? She had a very high publicized romance laundry list of celebrities and ball players that she slept with or dated. And yet he's still going to believe her. Hey, I'm PJ Washington, 21-year-old Charlotte Hornets player. Why the fuck would she want to settle with me? But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, man, these broads out here are ruthless, bro. Ruthless, ruthless, ruthless.
But to answer your question, you said, you know, what do they do when they get old and they spend all their years, you know, basically living off of, you know, these different dudes and stuff like that? It's the same thing as I say, when they ride the cock carousel in their 20s and they hit the wall at 30, and to answer your question, when you say, what do they do? What they do is they go, okay, now all these guys, all these simps who were chasing after these, you know, high value guys. And the high value guys, the thing about men is that a man who's high value, I mean, a man's value never goes down. A man's value only increases or stays the same, you know. So the high value men who, you know, they were chasing after when they were in their 20s, those guys are going to stay high value men. But the woman's value is going to go down. But what the woman does when her value goes down, when those high value men don't want her anymore, is she goes, okay, well, all these simps who were, you know, trying to get with me while I was out riding the cock carousel, now I'll go, okay, Anthony, even though I would never let that happen to me, but, you know, somebody like me, some guy who, you know, is like, you know, always chasing after women who were, you know, on a higher level than him, they go, okay. Well, I know Anthony always liked me, and he was a loser when we were in our 20s, but now we're in our 30s, and he's doing pretty well. So, okay, yeah. Now I'll just settle down with Anthony. Even though I don't really like him, I'm not really attracted to him, but he's safe, and he's stable, and he's stupid enough to be a sucker for me.
Yeah,
you know.
Let's say she dated you as a loser, right? And then she found somebody else, better, more successful, richer, and all that. And she leaves you for him, straight up. Now, the guy probably that she left you for, he's just using her for sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he's done with her, and now she needs somebody to go to, and then she finds out, wow, you're this new successful guy, she'll probably think you'll just come back running to her. And she'll be like, Wilson, I miss the times we had. You know, like, she just sees you driving in a new car now, you know, in the foreign or something. But
now, like I said, I would never actually let that happen to me, even though it might, you know, seem like that. Because I'm a red pill man. You know, I mean, mostly when I talk to these women, I'm mostly just like, you know, it's fun. I heard my dad telling me years ago, like, how it's fun to walk up to women on the street and say stuff to them just to see, like,
like the reaction. The
reaction will be, you know? So yeah. I mean, I have spent a lot of time, like, you know, trying to talk to women who basically won't even talk to me, that, like, won't even respond to me, you know?
Yeah.
Or will give me, like, just the bare minimum, you know, effort in their response, you know? But in actuality, if I ever come up, and I like have something, and then some woman who used to curve me when I was younger, goes, "Okay, Wilson, now it's your turn." I'm be like, "Actually, no, bitch. Why don't you suffer now? Like you need to, because you made your bed. Now you lie in it." But you know, a lot of like I said, it's like Dr. Boyce Watkins. It's really the real example of what I'm talking about. I know we talked about him. I talked about him before on here, where he was, you know. He was in his, you know, he loved this woman, the woman he just married. He loved her when he was in college, but she didn't like him like that, and she went off and had three kids with this other guy, and they got divorced. And now they're 50, and Dr. Boyce Watkins, he marries her, you know, and he's, you know, I mean, he's obviously a smart guy. He's done well in his career. I'm sure he's well set financially, but she goes off. She has three kids with some other guy. Now she's 50 years old, and she's washed up. And the other guy divorces her probably to get a younger broad. And then Dr. Boyce Watkins is going to be captain, you know, Captain Save-A-Ho, and marry this broad who didn't like him 30 years ago and doesn't really like him now, but he's safe and he's reliable and he'll pay the bills, you know. So it's just like, that's why women look up to Sierra so much, you know, because Sierra, when she was young, she had a baby with Future. One of the all-time alpha male bad boys.
Yeah. That was crazy. Even before Future, she was with 50 Cent. She was with God knows how many rappers.
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
All the players, you know. And then she has this kid, and now she's 30-something, and here comes Russell Wilson to save the day.
The biggest loser. The biggest loser. Or the biggest nerd, like the biggest nerd, super cheesy, super like whatever. And I bet you if another alpha male comes knocking on her door, she'll leave him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's why women look up to Sierra so much, because that is in any woman, pretty much that is their like ideal situation. Is to spend their youth, spend their 20s when they're desirable and they're most attractive, chasing after all the bad boys, all the players, all the gangsters, all that, and get, you know, she was able to get a kid out of Future, you know, and then on the back end, Russell Wilson came in and he saved the day, and he's the stepdad. You know, like they say, he's not the stepdad, he's the dad that stepped up. No, he's the sucker that stepped up. And now she gets to live happily ever after with this, you know, super rich, you know, football player, a future Hall of Famer, great athlete. But it's just that you can't, you know, any real man is not going to respect him for what he, you know, for what he's done taking in this woman, because he's a simp, you know. Great athlete, great quarterback, great player.
All right. If Wilson wants me to tell the story of why I hate her, I will. But.
Say it.
Okay. I used to work at a hotel. A big SUV comes out. Long story short, big SUV comes out. Now, it's my duty when these limo SUVs come out, it's my duty to open the back door passenger, because obviously driver's on the driver's side, celebrity sits on the opposite side, passenger side. And I'm about to open the door, and one of her security guards or people from the passenger side in the front opens the door. He goes, "Hey, don't open the door." But he was just being a prick about it. I was like, "All right, whatever." And it's out comes Sierra, but she keeps her head down like she's fucking Michael Jackson in the 80s, bro. I'm like, who do you think you are, Beyonce? Like, or Rihanna? Like, fuck this bitch, you know? But you could tell the way she acted, like she ducked her head Like, there was a million paparazzis ready to get a picture of her. And so I had a very negative situation with Nicki Minaj as well. And it's so crazy because I know Wilson knows that I've dealt with a lot of celebrities personally. And what you see on TV is not what you get. Mm-hmm. Some people are very down to earth, very cool. A lot of it is fake. And so, but Sierra, you know, she went with this cornball, Russell Wilson. it's funny, they have the same last name, you and him. And so, they've even caught him, stealing quotes from like Google or something, like to put on his Twitter about his love for her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just, it's a very fine line, man. I'm married myself. Obviously, I work at a 9-to-5 job. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not rich. I'm not, you know, whatever. Neither is my wife. And it's just, I know a lot of men say happy wife, happy life. But you cannot really truly live that way. Because if you always give her that, she won't ever truly fear you or respect you. A guy told me this once. He says, if a woman cheats on you, it's because she's not afraid of what you would do to her. And therefore, she doesn't truly respect you. Mm-hmm. Crazy, huh? You know? Mm-hmm. And he said, the best way to keep a woman satisfied is that from the main door and out onto the street, onto the world, you treat her like a queen. Mm-hmm. But in the bedroom, you treat her like a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so it's very tough. Okay. You remember Jersey Shore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember J-Wow, her first relationship with Tom? You could tell she never truly respected him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she didn't, like, he was just a whatever guy. That's why she cheated on him with Pauly D. That's why all of this. And then when she went to Roger, even though they're no longer together, but at that moment, you could tell, okay, I genuinely respect this man. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to act the same. And so, it's tough, dude. It's tough because, like, with me and my wife, right? Like any other woman, when it, you know, we're technically starting September, we're already almost at the end of summer, we're going into fall. It's starting to be what? Holiday season. Mid-September, you go to the stores, it starts to get a little fresher. You go to the stores and you start seeing like holiday stuff. And I always tell my wife, stop buying a bunch of shit, right? Mm-hmm. Use buying stuff. Like, at this point, there's no reason in telling her don't buy it anymore because she's going to do it anyways, right? Mm-hmm. And so as a man, you have to know that balance of which battles to pick and choose, which ones to like that you can win. And you got to remember, women don't say sorry. They just give you ass.
Yeah, you know, the problem, guys, is that they're never satisfied, you know?
No, they're not. They're not. It's one and the same, but I don't think it's not that they're never satisfied. It's just that it's never enough. Whatever you do is never enough, right? Like mm-hmm. I said, if you work a lot to provide a great life for her, it's not enough that you do that because she wants time. And if you give her a lot of time, it's not enough that you give her that time because now she wants to go out and she wants to go on these trips and she wants to buy nice clothes and a nice car. But you can't do that because you give her a lot of time, which means you're not working a lot. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a very wealthy, like millionaire who can just buy her whatever she wants, but it's never enough, dude. It's never enough. You know, she always wants more. She always wants better, you know? And so I think that's the real problem.
Yeah, Patrice said it. Harry Tarjanian said it. Harry put it the best where, you know, like, it wasn't so much about, you know, like materialistic things. Yeah. It was more like about just like, you know, like you said, happy wife, happy life. And he was saying, you know, the thing about it is that even if you do everything they want, just in the relationship, you know, really just in general, you know, you can do everything and she'll make up something to be mad about, you know?
Yeah.
She'll make something up to be upset about and complain.
Or she'll tell you something like, for example, if she says, let's say you are the only person that's working in the household.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday's your day off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's NFL football. Your team's playing. You know what she's going to tell you? Can you help me bring the Christmas decorations from the attic?
Yeah. I'm watching football.
It's not enough that I work every day to provide you a good life. Can I not just watch my team? Oh, my God. It's a three-hour game. Can you just help me bring them? Just help me bring them down. You're like, all right, hold up. Wait till the next time out or wait till next TV break. TV break. You bring all the shit down. You just missed 10 minutes of the game because you're looking for boxes and shit, right? It's got to be in somewhere. I labeled all the boxes Christmas, and it's in the fucking Halloween box, right? And mm-hmm. So you come down. All right. You done? We're good? All right, good. Halftime. All right, whatever. Babe, can you help me, hang these things? You're a lot taller than I am. Babe, there's a step stool right there. Yeah, but it's just, I got to hang those really high and, you know, I'm scared. Okay. But, all right, it's just halftime. Be like, all right, it's halftime, so I'm going to help you out. So you're like, helping her out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Halftime's over. All right, babe, got to go back to my game, whatever. All right, cool. 5 minutes into the game. This and that and this and that. And it's less like, come on, bitch. Like, it's never enough, bro. It's never, ever enough.
Tyreek Hill went crazy, caught three touchdown passes from Mahomes, and you missed every one of them helping this bitch out.
You missed Odell's catch against the Cowboys because you're helping her bring down boxes from you're helping her bring out Christmas ornaments, and it's November 15th.
Yeah, I almost made an Odell reference, but I decided to update the references. He hasn't been the same in a few years. But yeah, that's the thing. That's the issue
the crazy thing. Look, here's the worst thing, right? So mm-hmm. you've been at work Monday through Friday. You're out doing errands with her on Saturday. On Sunday, she has you doing all this bullshit, right? You did everything for her. You missed half the game. And Sunday night comes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe, you know, what do you say, me and you, you know, we get busy or we get, you know, do a little something freaky. I'm tired. Oh, my God. I have a headache. So you just work 5 days out of the week. You helped her with her fucking Christmas shit. And all you want is a little cute little job. Sex. And she's saying that she's tired. That's the life of a married man.
Yeah, it must be exhausting being a complete cunt, huh?
Yeah. And you try reasoning with her, babe, just like real quick, babe. Just like just give me a minute blowjob, like real quick. No, I'm tired. I'm not in the mood. But, babe, you know, I helped you with all the Christmas stuff. I don't care. I'm tired. Maybe tomorrow. 30 seconds. No, I'm tired. No. Come on, babe. Just like 10 seconds, please. And she just won't budge. And God forbid you tell her the way she talks to you. God forbid she do that, right? God forbid you do that, because then now you're a creep and mm-hmm. you're a dirtbag because you're forcing her to perform in a sexual act when she doesn't want to. But yet you have to perform in a male act during the game.
Like Patrice said, raping my time. But that's why you have to. That's why you have to just do whatever you want because they're going to complain either way.
Exactly.
So you might as well.
You know what you tell your wife? If you want my help, you're going to have to wait till the game's over. If not, well, do it yourself.
Because she's
You ain't gonna get, bro. If she's gonna give you a blowjob, it's whether you helped her or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So you might as well help her on your time.
Since when has giving one? All right, bro.
All right, brother.
All right. So before we get out of here, just a reminder to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. The show is also on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and every other major podcatcher. Make sure to follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at TC Pod Network and to like it on Facebook. Just search for the Complete Podcast Network. Send feedback and mail back questions to manosphere message@gmail.com. We are out.